Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We have been following since the summertime the Owen Acurra story. And it seems to change now week to week. The original closure date came and went. So now what seems to be the residents and their families in a state of continuous uncertainty because they do not know what is happening with the Owen Acurra Centre in Midleton. There were some more meetings held towards the end of last week, and I spoke with Councillor Liam Quaid and indeed with Maureen, whose brother is a resident in the centre.
So Liam, another Monday, another development possibly in Owen Acurra. Now, who did you meet and what's going to happen as a result of that meeting?
Hi PJ. Well, last Thursday, myself and the other East Cork councillors met with local HSC management in County Hall. So we met Michael Fitzgerald, the chief officer, Dr. Sinead O'Brien, executive clinical director. They were the main people who spoke. There was also a guy named Mark Kane, who is from the maintenance department. So he would be in charge of the premises and building upkeep. The management briefed us that they intended liaising with Cork County Council and local housing associations about the possibility of building new housing units for mental health service users on the site of the Owen Acurra Centre. Mm. Now, this sounded like a very promising breakthrough initially, but on further questioning, it transpired to be a completely notional proposal. So there was no budgetary commitment backing that up, and they actually had no clear outline of the scope of residential provision that they were thinking about. So no sense of how many people could be accommodated there.
Right. So this was more something that came up in conversation rather than an actual proposal on the table, is the sense you got?
Well, it was something that they came, you know, to kind of talk about, but there was no detail really to what it was, and they hadn't taken any steps as far as we could see to that end. Now, of even greater concern to me about that is, they were adamant that any new housing on the Owen Acurra site, if it came to pass, so like what we're talking about here is a 3 to 4 year time frame,
yeah,
at the least, if it did happen, any new accommodation would not be 24-hour staffed, as the Owen Acurra is and as all of the other community residences are in North Cork, West Cork, etc. So basically, if this accommodation materialised in 3 or 4 years' time, it would only cater to the more high-functioning service users, people who have a greater level of independent living skills. And for those who would need 24-hour staffed care, the more likely alternatives for them would be ward-based settings in St. Stephen's Hospital and St. Finbar's Hospital. And I've talked to you before about how in one of the wards in St. Stephen's, you can be sharing a dorm-style room with up to five other residents. Mm-hmm. So that's falling very short of what's required.
There was another development at that meeting on Thursday that you wanted to tell me about.
That's right. And this is something I would very much welcome. And I commend HSC management for confirming at the meeting that they will appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee to answer questions about the proposed closure and its impact on the East Cork region. This arose out of a referral that I made back in mid-October, along with eight other public reps from the Cove and Middleton areas. Basically, we had that meeting that you would have documented yourself on the 21st of September.
Yes.
With the Mental Health Oireachtas Committee. There was an awful lot of unanswered questions that came out of that we wanted to follow up. So the Health Committee had agreed to send a delegation of TDs and senators to visit Ona Cora and St. Stephen's Hospital for comparison last week. But unfortunately, that had to be cancelled because of rising cases in the community, COVID cases in the community. But they did agree to invite the HSC to a standard meeting, and they have also invited the Mental Health Commission. So I think that's an opportunity, I suppose, for there to be, you know, quite intensive political scrutiny of what's happening.
Liam, are you in any way more hopeful than you were when we first discussed the future of Ona Cora?
I would have to say no, and I think it would be politically naive for public reps to welcome the latest developments in regard to notional talks with Cork County Council about housing units. And the reason that it would be naive is this: when people with this level of difficulty are placed in services like Ona Cora, it can take years of painstaking therapeutic work for them to make very gradual progress. And the decision to remove this service, it's like ripping out the foundations of a support system for many of these residents. And it should only be happening as an emergency measure and as a temporary measure to resolve building issues. We heard an awful lot at the meeting on Thursday about moving people to more independent living situations. And that's something we all agree with. But there are a certain cohort of service users who require the framework of 24-hour staffed care in order to flourish and in order to make that gradual progress. And those people have a right to live in their own communities, just as do the more high-functioning service users. We really need, I think, all of our political representatives getting behind them, because otherwise the most vulnerable are going to get left behind.
Liam, I'll leave it there. Thanks again for the update.
Thanks, PJ.
So, Maureen, we've spoken before about your own family member, and I imagine this is very worrying times for them and for you. But on the basis of what you've heard back from Liam about the meeting in County Hall last week, how do you feel about the process now?
Well, I suppose to give an overall view is that we were informed at the end of June that the centre would be closing, and we're here at the end of November and we still don't know what the plans are. So in other words, we've been in totally uncertain waters for the last 5 months and there is no end in sight. Mm. The only thing is that the centre closure has been delayed, but the only reason for that is that placements apparently weren't secured before the announcement of the closure was made. So it's an extraordinary situation to be in, that a health service would treat people with mental illness in this way. So however traumatic it's been for the families, I can't even begin to describe how traumatic it is for the residents.
Your own family member, who is a resident, how are they feeling about all this?
Well, we're very close, so I'm in regular contact and obviously providing all the support that I can. And it's impossible to say, because people will always put a gloss, a happy gloss, you know, and just say they're getting on with things and stuff like that. And I suppose there's, you know, a certain amount of relief that everything didn't happen as fast as was originally planned.
Yes.
But I mean, we've had two meetings to date with staff about placements, but nothing concrete was on offer.
And I mentioned the uncertainty is the hardest part, not knowing what's going to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, this feeling that, you know, they might come in and kind of sweep everybody out very quickly.
Is there even a reassurance available that that won't happen, Maureen?
No, there's none, because, you know, I've obviously been in touch with several levels of management and also several layers of government, And we just keep on getting the same response back, that extensive consultation is happening with family members and residents. And that wasn't the case for a long time. And when it did eventually start, the problem was that it wasn't meaningful because we weren't talking about any concrete replacements.
Yeah.
The other thing, and the big thing not to be forgotten here, is that with the proposed closure, the service is being taken away. Now, 24-hour services are necessary for some people. So if you try to replace it with the day service or with a partial service, it's not going to work.
In relation to something else that came out of the meeting that Liam had last week at the County Hall, was this notional plan for replacement housing to be built on site. Now, if you hear that, you think, oh, isn't that a great idea? Replace what's there now with new housing. Looks great, but there's a but.
There is. Well, first of all, it doesn't, it wouldn't house the 19 people that were originally there. That's the first thing. The second thing is there's no plan for a 24-hour service. So we're looking at taking away services. What replaces that in East Cork? Nothing. So again, you know, there's a big problem with people being taken out of their area. The other thing is that has planning been sought? No. And how long would it take? So if the centre was to close, and clearly it's not in such a bad shape that it's dangerous because the residents are still there 5 months on. Yeah. So all the urgency about closure would seem not to be backed up by actions on part of on the part of the HSE. That's the first thing. So then, like the other thing about that is that why wasn't that planned in advance? Like, why are we 5 months down the line and suddenly this idea appears out of nowhere, but it's not backed up by anything and it's not backed up by logistics? What do we do with the people who are there for the next 3 to 4 years? Why wasn't this planned in advance? I mean, they're serious questions for the HSE to answer here.
Now, a development also coming from Thursday's meeting was the agreement by HSE management to go before the full Oireachtas Health Committee. Does that give you any more optimism that something might happen?
It's very hard to judge until we see the outcome of the meeting. Obviously, I'm optimistic in the sense that I don't think that when the closure announcement was made that the managers thought they'd be here in November. The HSE is a body which is publicly accountable. So if questions are asked, then the answer should be there. We're supposedly living in a democracy, you know. But, you know, there's, as I said, like there is a duty of care. The decision needs to be reversed.
Do you hold out still, Maureen, hope that that might happen?
I think it has to happen. It's a matter of not giving up until the decision is reversed, because there are not other suitable places available. We have in writing from the HSE that the reason for the closure was that my brother deserved better. So I'm still waiting to see what the better is. There will be more family meetings, so I hope we get answers to that.
Well, he was one of the people that I met when I visited a number of months ago now. So please convey to him my best wishes, Maureen, when you see him.
Thank you. I will, of course, Vijay.
And we'll talk again very soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's the latest update on Ona Curra. We've pledged to stay with the story.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.